Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I tend to go wherever my work takes me. So in the last few years, I have jumped around quite a bit. So the Bay Area, I also lived in LA, San Diego, Seattle, Miami. I spent some time in North Carolina and New York City most recently. This life tends to be pretty nomadic if you're like pretty full-on committed to it. My name is Christina Victor. I'm in Ventura, California, and this is my dispatch. I am an artist. I teach people how to design their own flags. I often feel like the ones that exist don't always encompass who we are. When the pandemic became like a sort of global problem, I was in the middle of my residency at the Bemis Center for Contemporary Art in Omaha, Nebraska. This was kind of a big break for me. I'd never been awarded such a sort of prestigious opportunity. So there was all this work that was getting wrapped up that I had to finish knowing that no one would see. I was totally crushed. As a freelance artist, like these things that you schedule out, and sometimes you work towards them for years, these sort of cancellations and all of this has an impact financially and on your morale too. It definitely gave me this sense of doom where it's like, well, am I ever going to be able to like do this again? Am I ever going to be able to engage with the public? I'd been in New York for about a year and a half. I felt very exhausted by it. So I put all my stuff in storage and was like, I'll deal with it later. Who knows what opportunities this residency will give me? I think once the pandemic hit, it was less of a question of like, ooh, what cool city to go to next. It was more of like, when shit goes down, where do I really want to be? I reached out to friends. I have friends all over the country, and most said they weren't comfortable with me coming through. I understood that it was a risk, you know, to invite like someone who's been out and about driving around into their home. But it also is difficult to hear friends be like, no, you're not welcome in my home. Shit got real. I think also this whole like, I don't have a home. I was like, I cannot do this anymore. I left Omaha and I moved from the residency. April 10th is about when I left. I had friends that lived in Southern California. They happened to have an extra room, so I just started driving west. Usually when I do these drives, I meet people and I stay with friends, and it's like adventurous and you just go sightseeing. But this was about just getting to where I needed to go as quickly as possible. The things that you usually do and you're sort of on autopilot about, like, you know, pumping gas, getting snacks, like everything. I felt like I had to check myself as a human with all of like my motor skills and all of the things that you don't really think about, touching surfaces, holding your breath when you're in a gas station. So I was on the road for about 4 days. God, I felt so grateful when I got to my new home. It just felt like a huge sense of calm and also like guilt. I had a lot of guilt around being in a safe, nice, quiet neighborhood that wasn't severely impacted with the virus. I had the public project that I've been doing for quite some time, My Story Is My Flag, scheduled to be produced in Missoula, Montana. So I'm really excited that I get to jump right back in and work on this public project. I just have to travel now, which is a little nerve-wracking. It's definitely a risk. I have to do it. Like, this is my livelihood.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.